News.
As summer fades into fall and the sun dips lower in the sky, that pesky glare can become a real nuisance during your commute. But don't worry, Michael's Optical has you covered. Right now, save a fantastic 25% on select sunglass frames, both prescription and non-prescription, so you can stay stylish and protected. And that's not all. Until the end of September, enjoy a whopping 30% off a prescription polarized lens upgrade. With frames for all ages and cutting-edge high-definition lens technology, Michael's Optical ensures you see clearly while protecting your eyes year-round. Plus, we're open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., proudly serving the Central Coast for over 47 years. Michael's Optical is dedicated to your eye care needs. Visit us today. Your eyes will thank you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, September 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Labor Day celebrations in North San Luis Obispo County this weekend. Containment on Plaskett Fire grows to 20%. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Labor Day events start this weekend across San Luis Obispo County. In Paso Robles, the sensorial art installation at 4380 Highway 46 can enjoy special activities this weekend. A bounce house and bubbles for kids will be featured all weekend long, alongside music every night. On Saturday, sensorial will offer complimentary wine tasting and a caricature artist. Art in the Park is returning to Morro Bay this weekend on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Admission and parking is free and will feature over 100 artists alongside food and drink, entertainment on the Midway and Playground stages, and a kid zone. Art in the Park will be held at the Morro Bay Park, 734 Harbor Street. The Cambria Lions Club will be holding its Pine Dorado celebration from Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th. Pine Dorado grounds at 950 Main Street will be open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, with the parade on Saturday starting at 9:30 a.m., kicking off the entire weekend. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about free upcoming chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup of tree and brush trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete a registration online no later than September 7th. Registration can be done at chipperday.com/slowFSC. Removing overgrown trees, brush, and other combustible vegetation can help reduce wildfire fuels and make homes and properties more resilient to wildfires. Containment on Plaskett Fire grows to 20%. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. 85 Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber fires on Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on both. Yesterday morning, containment was at 1%, with over 29,000 acres for the Plaskett fire. That has jumped to 19% as of this morning. Meanwhile, for the Timber fire, which ignited on August 8th, has burned through 25,000 acres and is at 23% containment. CAL FIRE cites steep, rugged terrain as a challenging factor in containing the two fires. Earlier this week, a segment of Highway 1's closure was lifted. The northern closure from Post Mile 56, just south of Little Sur, to Post Mile 45, just south of Big Sur Post Office, will reopen. The southern closure supporting the Plaskett Fire's emergency response remains in place at the San Luis Obispo, Monterey County line. San Luis Obispo County Air Pollution Control District cites better air quality, with the exception of Cambria this weekend, as smoke moves to the Pacific Ocean. However, as it drifts down the coast and inland, periods of increasing smoke should be expected in Cambria, Cayucas, and Morro Bay. The Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb event at the Paso Robles Event Center starting at 9 a.m. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the same as the World Trade Center, to honor those whose lives were lost that day. Anyone is welcome to participate in the stair climb, not just first responders.
Part of our mission statement at Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services is interactive community engagement. So we're always looking for opportunities to engage with our community. And, this is a prime example of that. And so we open it to community members. We open it to all first responders, anyone that wants to come out and either climb or just be there to support. We welcome everyone in our community and beyond.
That's Dustin Virgil, one of the organizers for the event. Sponsorship and donation opportunities are still available, which will go to the Elisa and Rook Burn Foundation's Champ Camp.
It's an annual summer camp for child burn survivors. And so the proceeds from this event go back into, the youth and the fire service. And that just, is really what this is about. It's about serving others and service before self. And, we just feel fortunate that we're in a position to do that and to reach out to our community and reach out to some of our partners and to just continue to expand that awareness.
Signups for the event are encouraged but not required. All are welcome to show up at the Paso Robles Event Center at 8 a.m. September 11th, with the event starting at 9. More information can be found at the Paso Fire and Emergency Services Facebook page. A GoFundMe has been launched for Christina Railsback, the woman who was injured in a DUI crash on Wednesday, August 26th, losing both her boyfriend and unborn baby. Christina's GoFundMe page says she was driving southbound down the Cuesta Grade when a vehicle traveling northbound crossed into the lane and hit her head-on. She was 28 weeks pregnant, and both her unborn baby and her boyfriend in the passenger seat died from the incident. She says she is struggling with the weight of hospital bills, childcare for her two other children, and many other unexpected expenses. The GoFundMe has already reached its goal of $25,000, but any are still welcome to donate. Her boyfriend, 55-year-old Cesar Roy, was the owner of Gordon's Good Games at Atascadero. Nearby businesses expressed the grief at the loss of Cesar, with memorial flowers being delivered outside the business. Right now it is closed until further notice, and a celebration of life for Cesar is being planned. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Athletics over the Mariners 7-4, the Pirates beat the Giants 5-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Nationals, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mets, the Angels will face the Pirates. In high school football, tonight the Bearcats will host St. Joseph, Atascadero will take on Morro Bay, the Eagles will host Coalinga, Mission Prep travels to Bishop Union. In California news, and a customer at In-N-Out in Lake Elsinore fended off another customer earlier this week in a viral video online. 20-year-old Luca Opperman was waiting in the drive-thru line at In-N-Out when he suddenly heard yelling from inside the restaurant. He saw a woman swinging a large stick with a sharpened end at staff. Opperman jumped through the drive-thru window, fending off the woman, and managed to seize the baseball, the stick, with no one injured. Police eventually took the woman into custody. A group of hikers were rescued on Mount Shasta on Monday during a 12-hour trip that used Google's artificial intelligence Gemini to plan it. The men departed at 3 a.m. on Sunday and went down the summit at 7 p.m., far past the recommended turnaround time of 12 p.m. They became lost and one sustained a knee injury. The next morning, they were rescued by U.S. Forest Service Rangers and Sheriff's Office volunteers. A California woman who previously served a decade in prison after the death of an estranged partner in 2003 has been sentenced to 36 years to life in prison. 54-year-old Yolanda Marodi was sentenced for stabbing her wife, Rebecca Marodia, to death in their home in San Diego. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
With the Land and Livestock Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. This week, the European Union suspended imports of Brazilian animal products. The action includes beef, poultry, eggs, and certain live food-producing animals. European officials say Brazil failed to provide guarantees that its production complies with EU restrictions on antimicrobial use. Those rules prohibit antimicrobials for growth promotion and restrict certain antibiotics important to human medicine. Brazil exported more than $1 billion in beef to the EU in 2025 and ranked as the bloc's second largest foreign beef supplier. For shipments to resume, Brazil must demonstrate compliance throughout the entire lifetime of cattle supplying the European market. Brazil said they're working with European officials to address the issue, but the question many cattle producers and consumers in the United States are asking, just where will Brazil export that beef, if not to the European Union? This is the Western Ag Network.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Ranchers, mark your calendars. A new Montana Bull Sale is coming this December. Join Bulls of the Big Sky Saturday, December 5th for the inaugural Bulls of the Big Sky Legacy Sale at Billings Livestock Commission in Billings, Montana. Held in conjunction with the Western Choice Sale featuring 80 head of age advantage bulls, 90 bred heifers from leading programs, this is a sale you won't want to miss. Save the date now, December 5th. Be sure to listen and watch for more details coming this fall. For more information, visit bullsofthebigsky.com.
Farmer sentiment improved for a second straight month in August, with the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rising 9 points to 135. The gain was driven by stronger expectations for the future. For the first time since June 2025, more farmers expect their finances to improve over the next year than worsening. Still, 45% identify higher input costs as their biggest concern, while confidence in major capital purchases declined. Meanwhile, 65% of producers say farmland remains a good investment. That's your Land and Livestock Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordland.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Sam's Tree Service, a board-certified master arborist with over 30 years' experience. It looks like we will have an El Nino this year, and this can cause considerable damage to your property. Sam's Tree Service can help prevent possible damage by evaluating your trees and removing issues ahead of time. Don't let the nasty weather cost you money. Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of your problem. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
KPRL News continues at 6:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has approved new hazing options for ranchers living in counties with gray wolves present. State officials have scheduled training sessions throughout impacted areas that, once completed, will qualify ranchers to receive permits to use paint and inert powder projectiles along with sustained pursuit to prevent wolves from attacking livestock. Last year, California confirmed 196 livestock killed by the predator. Many impacted livestock producers have long held that the non-injurious hazing options given to them to scare off wolves, including shining bright lights and making loud noises, are not effective. Sierra County Sheriff's Mike Fisher described the new hazing options as more frustrating than encouraging because the range and impact of paint or powder projectiles make them useful in only very narrow circumstances. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Lows right around 50. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s on Sunday, low 90s Monday and Tuesday, as well as Wednesday, low 90s Thursday, and 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Employers were back to hiring in August. There were 162,000 new jobs created last month, more than triple expectations. The unemployment rate held at 4.1%. New jobs were created in manufacturing, construction, education, and government. July employment was initially reported as a decline. It's been revised to creation of 21,000 jobs. Administration officials say there was a glitch in July. Winter storms in some states pushed the end of the school year later, and summer layoffs didn't happen until July. Revisions to both July and June reveal 55,000 more jobs created than previously reported. Volkswagen's supervisory board has approved CEO Oliver Blume's restructuring package that includes an additional 50,000 job cuts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter, That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peak Brothers. I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peak Painting. P-E-E-K painting.com.
Propane for your home or business? Family owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
El Nino is coming. Is your home prepared?
When heavy rains and storms hit, water damage can happen fast. And when fire, smoke, flood, or mold damages your home, make your first call. Central Coast Casualty Restoration. For over 35 years, they've proudly served the Central Coast as a full-service restoration company and licensed and insured general contractor. No job is too small. Let Central Coast Casualty help with those pesky honeydews. They're here to help you with those needed home repairs. They specialize in kitchen, bathroom, and exterior remodels. Thinking about filing an insurance claim? Before you file, call them first. They offer a no-obligation assessment, work with all major insurance companies, and can help get you headed in the right direction. Be prepared this El Nino season. Call 805-466-5419 or visit cccrinc.com. Central Coast Casualty Restoration. Restoration. Remodeling. Done right.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino and Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Okay, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
You know the way. To tell me what was on his mind. He said,
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Open Mic Friday, and that is Kenny and Darsha, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. And a reminder, we will not be here on Monday, Labor Day. I've got some specials lined up having to do with unions, the influence of the mobs in the unions and the government, and then a lighter side in the 12 to 1. And that will be for those, and maybe not even necessarily those who grew up, but going to relive the 70s and the 80s. Growing up, some of the things, the new devices, the shows, et cetera, et cetera. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Got a couple of thoughts on this Friday morning. I just went and got some fuel over there at the fuel station, and you know the business that I'm in. Diesel fuel is getting crazy.
How much is diesel?
Well, over there at the pump this morning, it's $8.53 a gallon.
Ooh.
At Golden Hill, at the good station. We got a load of fuel back on August the 4th, and it was, we get 400 gallons, it was $6.03 a gallon. I got a load on August the 27th, it was $7.58. 2 weeks, it went up that much. There's no reason for that.
No, I was going to say, and of course, you have to pass that along to the customers.
Oh, yeah, right, Kevin. So I'm doing a job. I'm in the middle of a job for you, and I come to you and say, Kevin, they put an energy increase, and I got 100 tons of asphalt to go to you, and it's $3 a ton. I need another $300. And you just can't do that. People, they don't have the money. You know, we bid a lot of school work, and we're tied to a price. We can't raise our price. We can't change it. We just have to eat it. And I just want the people in North County to know what a lot of us contractors are up against with these fuel, just the fuel prices alone, not including the regulatory and the insurance and the this and the that and heavy highway taxes, drug, all of it. You know, it's just, it's insane. People have no idea. And that's why our trucks are $180 an hour. They think we're making a ton of money. Well, why don't you buy one and run one and see where you're at? Let me know, and then I'll get back to you.
So, help me out here. So when you make a bid for somebody, and, you know, it's like, you know, in most cases, you don't go out there the next day. You've got things lined up, and, you know, hey, we can get out there in 3 weeks or whatever the time. So there's, isn't there anything in the contract that lets them know, hey, in a couple of weeks, the gas prices could go up, so this, you can't hold us to this price?
You know, I used to have a deal on my proposals I'd write due to the volatile petroleum market. Prices are subject to change at the time the job starts. And a lot of people are good with that, and they're okay because they understand. And we do it if we need to. But like we're in a project with the schools down in San Luis, which, okay, I didn't want to do it, but we work for a great contractor that does a lot of work down there. And I've already, we bid work that's going to be done in 2027, so we factor some numbers in, but we're doing a job right now that we bid last November of 2025, and we're doing it now. We factor some numbers in. Well, I'm low because things jumped more than we planned on. And you try to estimate. You know, I'm an estimator. We estimate, and I've done it for 40 years. I know what it takes to do a job. And you got to be, number one, you want to get the job because it gets too expensive. And they're like, there's other guys running around that are getting hungry now, and they're working really, really cheap. And it's tough. It's really tough. We'll see what the end of the year brings, but when we get done with all the work and see how we did, you know. We're surviving, and it's good, and we're busy, but the expenses are crazy.
Well,
just the fuel alone.
When you say, you know, some of these folks are, you know, the bids are a lot lower, is it the material that you use in your particular business, is that pretty standard as far as pricing?
Yes, and you're correct. So if I buy a ton of asphalt, anybody else that goes buys a ton of asphalt is going to pay the same money that I do. Actually, I might pay a little less because we're considered a preferred customer because we do quite a bit. And but it's not, you know, we may save a dollar a ton over somebody else. But also, they're making it up. They have to make it up in either labor or their equipment rates. You know, but when you're paying, I think red fuel is up to almost $7 a gallon now, and that's a fuel that doesn't have any taxes on it. So there's your difference between $7 and $8.53, because it's about a buck and a half a gallon for taxes. It's still, that tractor still got to run and do a certain amount of work and burn so much fuel. And when you pull up there with a 100-gallon tank in the back of your truck and throw $700 worth of fuel in it, that's like carrying around a bar of gold. Somebody go in there and steal it. You know, we got to watch out for theft because it's a high expensive commodity.
Would you say that the ones that are, I'll just refer to them as low bidders, would you think that they're going to make it up in the illegal workforce?
Correct. Yes, sir. You said it.
Okay. Well, that's
or under the table. You know, and we just play by the book, us locals up here, the other guys in the North County. We're the big guys, we're all in the same boat, and when we bid, we're within, it could be between 1-5% of each other, and that's really a good tight network. You're going to get a great job, and we're all about the same price. So we know that we're doing the right thing and trying to give our clients the best price that we can. You know, Kevin, the work is slowing down. All the big jobs, they're not there anymore like they were. Just, you know, private homeowners like yourself, you know, hey, we're going to come do something for you at the station or at your house or the other guy's house or whatever, and little bitty jobs. But even our little jobs are getting, I used to do, you know, asphalt approaches, and they've, in the last 15 years, they probably doubled in price. You know, it's crazy the amount of money. You know, the total billing looks good, but when you pull everything out of it, you know, your profit isn't there like it was.
Okay, is it simply because of the economy that people aren't getting this done, or what are some other reasons, particularly with the big jobs?
I think it's some with the economy. You know, in our around here, a lot of us work for the wineries. The wineries do a lot of work, and we've done some winery work. But you know, the big fancy custom homes, they're slowing down. You know, all the bigger jobs are just slowing down, and there's not a lot of commercial work is not happening now. You'll get stuff like, if you're going to work for, like the Albertson Center, the Woodland Center there on Niblick, you know, that kind of takes care of itself because it's busy and those people are paying rent. And we do a lot of that type of work, which is pretty safe because they got a good income coming in. But, you know, they still watch their bottom line really, really tight.
All right. Well, and you know, the unfortunate thing with that is regardless that, you know, in the long run, it's best to make sure that those driveways and parking lots are taken care of, because it's going to cost a lot more if you don't take care of them.
Exactly. You know, just take, for instance, out where I live and do a lot of work out there in Ground Squirrel Hollow, and back when that, we formed a CSD to take care of the roads, and back in 2004, we could get a load of DG out there delivered, buy the material, 25 tons, and deliver it for about $250. Well, the DG now is about $300, and the trucking is about $550. So you're $800 for the same thing 20 years ago. Nothing changed. It's just all the prices increased. You know, that's crazy. And so we can't do the amount of work that we used to do because the material only goes so far. Material is material. Yeah. You can skimp, but you're not getting the right job, you know. Anyway.
Yep.
And another thing about the plate thing yesterday, that's kind of funny if people must be bored. You know, we go to breakfast on Saturdays, and last Saturday there was 10 of us guys at the table. It varies. You got 10 guys, you got plates. The waitresses, they're very kind. They come up and say, "Are you finished? Can I take that?" That's what they do. They just don't come grab it. They ask you if you're done, if you're not done. You got to get the table cleared up. It's a mess. I don't understand. And the whole dog thing, I got three dogs. I love them. But you know what? Leave them at home. You got to get away from your dog sometimes, just like you got to get away from your kids. I don't understand. You know, a lot of that bringing your animals into the restaurant and this and that and the other is ridiculous.
Well, in some cases, what do they call them? Emotional dogs and service dogs. And indeed, some people do need some help with dogs. But to your point, it's abused.
Correct. I understand. Some people do need them, you know, and I know a friend of mine is blind, and their service dog is amazing because that's, you know, obviously they're going to go in. But that dog, they're different than a lot of these other ones that people bring, you know, anyway.
Okay, so this came up since you brought it up about the plates again, is will you allow your dogs at home to lick the plate from your dinner?
Nope, my dogs don't get fed from the table. They really don't get people food. They don't get to lick the plates. Now, if something falls off and hits the floor, well, okay, it's open game. No, and I wouldn't care because I put them in the dishwasher and wash them, but, you know, my dogs lick me, and it's all good. That's my personal preference, but no licking the plates. No, that's a bad habit.
Okay, but if they, like you said, if they did, you put them in the dishwasher anyway, so they're going to be nice and clean.
Correct, yeah.
All right, so, well. Okay, sir. Well, thanks for all the information.
Have a wonderful Friday, you guys. Take care. Great Labor Day weekend. Take it easy.
All righty. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Chris, there's some subjects that just won't go away.
Because somebody keeps bringing them up.
I didn't. He did about the plate.
Oh, you did?
He did, yes. So blame him.
At least it's not something else that we thought might... not stop getting brought up again. I won't mention it, just out of fear that it'll get brought up again.
Are you referring to the pineapple?
No.
Okay.
This goes a little further back.
Okay. All right. Well, since I got this after I went off the air about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours after we went off the air yesterday. It says here, I agree that pineapple with pizza sauce, meh. But, now listen to this. Does this sound disgusting or what? A pizza with barbecue sauce, chicken, bacon, onions, and pineapple is really good.
I've tried all of that up until the pineapple point. I've never had
barbecue.
I've had chicken, bacon, ranch, or not ranch, chicken, bacon, barbecue sauce, and onions on a pizza.
Good Lord.
You do the barbecue sauce instead of the pepperoni, the tomato sauce.
Marinara sauce.
Yeah, marinara.
Okay, this is just, you know, this one, it came in almost 2 hours after we got off the air yesterday, and I read it.
It's a barbecue-style pizza, is what it is.
It is, you know, the first thing that came to mind when I saw this is, this guy's from Kentucky. What does he know about pizza? And the other is...
Here we go again.
I'm going to have to be sitting at him, across from him, in about a month at a table there in Louisville. And I'm not so sure I want to do that if I know that he's putting barbecue sauce on a pizza. Lee, you may not see me. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. That first call was really awesome. I just wanted to pile on with that guy. Well, I'm retired now, but I started in the construction business in 1969, so I know a little bit about it. And at that time, and years after that, you could, if you're going to give an estimate for someone to say to build a house for them, and so to be accurate, you would make a lumber list and you would send it to the lumber yard and find out how much the lumber was going to cost and the nails and the hardware. And you'd ask the drywaller how much it's going to cost and the grader. And they would all figure up what it's going to cost them. And that would be your price. And you would tack on some overhead and profit. And you could just go along and do a great business day after day after day.
Mm-hmm.
But as prices kept increasing, of course, the overall price increased. And the customers would often say, boy, you're just trying to rate me here. This is terrible. It's way too expensive. And I say, you're right. It's too expensive, but I can't change that. There's nothing I can do about that. And then what's even more, it's not just annoying, it's downright frightening, the length of time a cost that's provided to you will be held. So, for example, let's use asphalt. You used to be able to say, okay, I'm going to need 50 tons of asphalt. How much is it going to be? Well, it's going to be $20,000. And that price will be good for 30 days. So as long as you buy it within 30 days, we're good. Today, if you ask for the price of the same asphalt, they say, and you ask them, how long is their price going to be good for? They say, well, that's just good for the day.
Wow. Whoa.
How do you do business like that? How can you stay reasonably sane and do business like that? So, like I said, I'm retired and I'm glad I am. But I feel sorry for these guys. I really, really do.
You know, I think, and it's I'm not necessarily blaming anybody here, but the lack of how am I going to put this? You'll probably understand what I'm trying to say, but it's not coming out well. Is that the general public doesn't realize all these things behind the scenes that go into the pricing and so forth. And the dilemma, you know, as you just gave the example, now, hey, we've got to do this today because I can't hold this price for 30 days. I don't think the general public understands that or knows about it.
You're right. No, you said it well. They just don't understand. They think that if, a 2x4 costs $5 today, it'll cost $5 tomorrow, and it'll cost $5 next month. No way. It does not work that way, but people don't understand that.
Yeah, you know, and I know recently, and I can't remember what the project was within the city of Paso Robles, where, the council said, okay, it's going to cost this much money, and then turned around, well, they didn't turn around, but down the road, And I forget how many months later. Well, now the project is, and I'm just using a figure, $100,000 more. And people are going, wow, you know. Well, because a lot of things happen with gas prices and the cost of material. It went up during that, and it went up that much during the time period.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that happened. That happens all the time. And it needs to be written into the contract that, you know, this contract is going to be for, again, just using a number, it's going to be $500,000. However, that's dependent on the job being done within 2 weeks, we'll say. But as the time gets longer, the price is subject to change due to circumstances beyond our control.
Right, yeah. Well, that would be the smart thing to do, and also that way that the customer is not, you know, surprised. And as the last caller said, you know, start accusing, you know, you or whomever of, you know, trying to rip them off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We're getting a good education this morning, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All righty. We're going to head this way. Exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about upcoming free chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup of brush and trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete registration online. A GoFundMe has been launched for Christina Railsback, the woman who was injured in a DUI crash on Wednesday, August 26th, losing both her boyfriend and unborn baby. Her GoFundMe has reached its $25,000 goal, but any are still welcome to donate. She says following the incident, she is struggling with the weight of hospital bills and childcare for her two other children. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 70s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. A miraculous rescue in Nepal days after catastrophic flooding struck along the China-Nepal border, killing more than 1,200 people.
The rescue came 9 days after the August 26th flooding, likely caused by a glacier collapse that devastated towns and valleys in Nepal.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, an estimated 5,000 people are still missing. Jury in the trial of the Lindsay Clancy case remains deadlocked over whether the Massachusetts mother is responsible for murdering her three young children. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington asking the judge to remove a juror who he says refused to listen to the law regarding reasonable doubt.
If we come back here in a half an hour with a mistrial because of a juror that has just spurned the instructions of this court, it's a shame.
Judge declined the motion and the jury resumes deliberations this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
This fall, Allegretto Wines invites you to two special experiences. October 1st, join Paso Perspectives, Wild Things from 4 to 6 in the Chef's Garden, celebrating organic, regenerative, and sustainable Paso Robles wineries. On October 22nd, Allegretto Wines and Cello Ristorante come together for the Harvest Wine Dinner, an evening of seasonal, locally sourced cuisine paired with wine starting at 5:30. Space is limited for both. Reserve your tickets on Talk now or visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, as we have time for sports, and it is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In college football, an injunction has been granted by a Louisiana judge, paving the way for NCAA and SEC eligibility for more than 40 athletes, including potential LSU transfers Daquan Wright and Xavier Harris. On Thursday, the SEC filed a lawsuit against LSU for attempting to recruit professional athletes to play football. LSU has until Friday to finalize their roster. In college football on Thursday, number 21 Utah crushed Idaho 66-14. 25th ranked Missouri rolled past Arkansas Pine Bluff 54-14. UMass, though, had the massive upset over Rutgers, coming out on top 37-21. In baseball, the Dodgers avoid the sweep, beating St. Louis 3-2. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his 39th home run of the season as the Cubs topped the Brewers 2-1, while the Red Sox held on 6-5 against the Orioles.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Clouds and sunshine mixed, upper 70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. For your Saturday and Sunday, well, we'll be in the low 80s with lots of sunshine, so enjoy that. And if we can just keep get this thing. All right, Chris. More issues with this thing again. Why is it just this site? Okay, and then, we could hit upper 80s on Monday, Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, Thursday upper 80s, and upper 80s a week from today, so I guess you could say we're consistent. Today's UV index will be 8, and up and down we go, 6:38 a.m., 7:27 p.m., we're at 51. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero since 1979. All righty, here we go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out in the highways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, so they can at least smell the barbecue on this Labor Day weekend, if you're inclined to do so, which I'm sure a great many of Americans will enjoy that. And then you can have them lick the plate afterwards. Well, you don't want them licking the grill. It might be hot. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Thursdays, 238-1230 or reception@kprl.com. That easy. All right, you're off the hook till Tuesday, so.
At least I ended on a strong note yesterday.
Huh?
At least I ended on a strong note yesterday.
Yeah, on your one-day streak.
Woo!
We'll see what happens Tuesday. All right, folks, there you have it. World-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Simply go to Uncle Ed's Out... Excuse me, why do I keep doing that? TascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out there yonder at the airport known as the One-Niner Diner. Qualifying for a gift certificate contest, rules do apply. They are on file. All right, Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in. Do not answer a question with a question. Make sure your inflection doesn't sound like you're asking a question. And I'll give you a hint right off the bat. It is Labor Day on Monday. Labor Day on Monday. G-O-G, this will be really hard one for you. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning if you think you know the answer to that one. All right, maybe the easiest one I've ever done. Hi, good morning.
95.
9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Did you ever see the movie?
No, I never did.
It's funny. And I didn't know this until this week, that that was her screen debut. And it's she's really good in it. She's funny. She's Dolly in it, let's put it that way. But Dabney Coleman is a hoot in the movie. So if you ever get a chance and just want to smile for a couple hours, I do recommend it. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Kim Jones.
All right, thank you very much. Here it is. Huge hit for Dolly Parton way back when.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game. What they call it, and you spend your life putting money in your wallet. 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Getting by, it's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah.
All right, that's from November of 1980, written specifically for the film. A little background on it, according to interviews with Dolly, she said that when she wrote the song, she devised the clacking typewriter rhythm by running her acrylic fingernails back and forth against another to do it. Now, the song, or the title 9 to 5, actually is from an organization founded in 1973 to bring about fair pay and equal treatment for women in the workplace. There's more to it than this. A little bit more to go here. Now, a few months before Dolly's song and the film, singer Sheena Easton released a single called 9 to 5 in the UK. Now, when Easton's song was released in the United States the following year, it was renamed to avoid confusion. What was it renamed to? Morning Train. And that was a big hit. Also with Dolly on this song, again, a little bit more, some history with it, that she became the second woman, along with Jeannie C. Reilly, to both top the country and the Billboard at number one. Of course, Jeannie C. Reilly did it with the classic from Tom T. Hall of Harper Valley PTA. So lots involved in the song, a little history and so forth, but, you know, it's Dolly. You knew it would be a winner. All right, that's it for this hour.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Labor Day events start this weekend across San Luis Obispo County. In Paso Robles, the Sensorio Art Installation at the 46 will feature special activities and music all weekend. Art in the Park returns to Morro Bay, and the Cambria Lions Club will be holding its Pine Dorado celebration from Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber fires continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett fire's containment. Yesterday morning, it was at 1% and has since climbed to 19%. The County Air Pollution Control District cites better air quality this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 52 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I don't know what year this was, but Rolling Stone magazine called 9 to 5 Dolly Parton's most transformative song, ranking it number 7 on its list of the 50 best Dolly Parton songs. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. And do remember, you can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.